So this, obviously 2020 is a big year for us, and it's been 2 years in the building actually, and so the way that these fixtures normally work is you get a very narrow opportunity to influence it. You get a couple of requests each year, but we've been pretty full on in what we've looked to achieve, and in the end we're pretty pleased with it. I guess the first thing I'd say is in the Marsh series, you know, the game in Whyalla is really significant to us, and we're pleased to be able to make that happen. In the main fixture, the things that stand out to us are the six Friday night and Saturday night games at home, which are significant in their own right. But when you add that to the agenda that we've got for the 150th, that they're really helpful. It sort of turns it into a pretty big fixture for us with, you know, in big time slots. The other thing we asked the AFL was we wanted to get the year off to a big start. And if you have a look at the way that it's set up, we've got that first home showdown in round two. You know, we'll be wearing the prison bars, and we think that's a fantastic opening for us for the 150th year. We go into Good Friday against West Coast, another big Friday night game. We didn't lose the Anzac Day game. Yeah, we've done that for 15 or 16 years in a row now. So it's again, when you're asking for multiple things, these things come on and off the table. So we're really pleased that we're able to play the Bulldogs there. And again, on a Saturday night on Anzac Day, which will be a special event. And then we've got the birthday game. We'll be wearing our birthday Guernsey. That'll be against Carlton. So, and then we've got the Lions, which all happen before we go to Shanghai. And the Lions gives us a chance to celebrate the 2004 Premiership. So if you have a look at the start of the season, you know, we've got four or five blockbuster opportunities to reinforce the 150th. So from a commercial and a membership point of view, we're really pleased with it. As I said, the AFL have worked very hard to accommodate some of our really important requests, and to kick it off with the prison bars in round two is pretty significant. I'll throw it to Chris to talk to the fixture about that from a competitive point of view.
Yeah, obviously, from our side of things, the AFL have been able to minimise the number of 6 day breaks we have. We've got no 5 day breaks. Our travel schedule is, we go all around Australia and obviously over to China, but we think that's, more than reasonable. I know that there's a lot more scrutiny on the games where you have the double ups against playing the team the second time. So, again, we're comfortable where that sits from an AFL perspective. So at our end, we're happy that the club is pleased from a commercial standpoint, and we'll enter the year looking to progress.
When you say you had a couple of requests this year, was there anything that you didn't manage that you really wanted? Obviously that big start to the round you got, but...
Yeah, we spent a lot of time talking about could we round one, we'd like that showdown round one, but for it to be our first home game on Channel 7, the national broadcaster on a Saturday night is as good as we could really hope for, I think. It's terrific. So to answer your question, no, I think we've done really well, from that point of view.
You just run us through the Guernseys again. So it was the prison bars in round two.
The first Guernsey that we ever wore was the blue hoops. We'll wear that in our birthday game. That'll be against Carlton, which is in May the 2nd. We'll probably, there'll be an indigenous Guernsey that we'll wear as well. But they're the two big moments. The other one, which is, I think the AFL is becoming increasingly confident about, is the Good Friday game. We played in Perth last year. It'll be really interesting to see how that goes here in Adelaide. I suspect it'll be a really popular fixture, and we're very pleased to be playing it.
Kim, how big is that for the footy club, the first AFL game, you know, like on Good Friday?
It's a, I think it's certainly big for us. We're very interested to see how it goes. I think that all indications are that it'll be a really significant event, and we'll pay due respect to the day, and but I think that our fans will really enjoy it.
Did you request that?
No, we didn't. That wasn't part of the request, but we were part of that fixture last year in Perth, so that really just has complemented the rest of it.
Do you expect any kickback from the SANF? Obviously, they've made Good Friday a bit of their own day.
Yeah.
Religious groups over the first game.
I think that there's been enough precedent now for people to understand that this is now becoming increasingly part of the day, and I guess there will always be people who have different views, and we respect that, and it's important that we treat the day the right way. But I think it's here to stay. I think that the AFL and the SANFL are seeing enough to be encouraged by it.
Apart from your great win in the corresponding fixture in Perth last year, was it received well over there, the Good Friday game?
Yeah, no, I think it was. Again, there is that conversation that goes on, but the AFL feedback to us was overwhelmingly that it was positive, and I think people have the right to choose, and how they celebrate that day or commemorate that day, and for the football fans who are choosing to attend a game, that's their choice.
Did you say the blue and white games is going to be used against Carlton? Are there any concerns about the colour clash there?
No, it's really light blue. It's pale, yeah, so it shouldn't be a problem.
What sort of crowd do you think you'll get for that Good Friday game?
hard to say, but it's a good game. Like, yeah. we've had some crackers against the West Coast. I would be expecting 40 plus as a minimum. I would have thought.
Would you like more? The Thursday and Friday games seem to be the ones that everyone talks about when 50 comes out. Would you like to be more involved with that, or is that overrated in your eyes?
No, it's not overrated. I think that Thursday is an interesting. An interesting slot, and it always gives you a good profile. But we were feeling a bit greedy. We'd actually asked a lot, and we weren't speaking about Thursday nights.
The second showdown, is that on a Sunday on its own? So no other games that day, is that right?
Yeah, that's my understanding. Which is interesting. And again, there's been a lot of talk about how might we elevate. The significance of those showdowns, and we as South Australians are acutely aware of how important they are and how good a spectacle they are, and on both occasions this year there'll be an opportunity to elevate that game, I think, which I think is a good thing.
Is that the standalone showdown that you think it deserves? It's the only AFL game on the day, but it is on a Sunday.
It is on a Sunday, and I think that the Saturday night round two game is elevates it on Channel 7, elevates it to the national stage really really well, and we'll keep pushing for it to be sort of regarded as highly as we regard it on the national stage.
So did you
feedback
ask for that?
In your feedback from fans, what do they tell you they want to see the most of? I mean, are they disappointed there's no Thursday matches, or do they like Saturday night? What are they telling you?
Historically, it's been they love the Friday night and Saturday night games. They're the two big ones. Saturday twilight is also good. Thursday's a bit of a relatively new proposition, and fantastic from a television point of view. A little harder to attend. But I think that's clearly the AFL is deciding that this is a slot that needs to be invested in, and maybe we'll be in down the track. But what's valuable is that they are generally standalone games, and you get that national profile.
China in round 11, you're pleased with how that's turned out?
Yeah, no, we are really pleased, because that you know, that's a we sort of roll through the Shanghai game, but that's a really big ask each year. And you know, we're pleased that St Kilda are going back for the second time. You know, all of the advance travel arrangements and sales are looking really positive. There's good corporate support, so we thought that last year went as an event went forward again. It was the third, you know, third time that we'd played there. We were a little bit, you know, concerned about the crowd. You know, like in that, again, we have difficulty getting the Chinese audience out of the tents and into the stands. So we're working on that. But now that's a good slot for us. That the weather in Shanghai means that there's a very narrow window of opportunity, and that late May, heading into the bye, is perfect for us. And so.
How long do you think you'll continue with the Shanghai venture if it turns out the same, roughly the same again this next year?
I think that the AFL has showed a real appetite for it. Yeah, they've locked in for this year and another year with St Kilda. Our partner is locked in for 5 years. We see it as a long-term play. We see it as highly successful. We'll be profitable in China this year. And we'd expect the same next year. So the China engagement strategy is working really well for us. The game is one part of that, and we think it's an interesting and compelling part of the fixture.
So Keith, the Brisbane, sorry, John.
So there's from a perspective, do your eyes, when the fixture come out, just go straight away to who you're playing twice? Is that sort of the most relevant football aspect of the fixture?
We look at a number of things. I mean, travel is obviously an important one, where you're actually going throughout the year. But there's no doubt that you turn your attention to who you're playing twice, and you do that really just to get an initial look, because history would suggest that that those teams who ended down the bottom last year are probably going to get better. So you don't do it with any other inclination than to just say that you want to see who it is that you are playing twice.
That was the next question. Is there anything that's relevant at all about?
Oh, I think there is some relevance in the sense that if a team is having a really bad year and you get to play them twice, well, that's clearly an advantage than if that's not the case. But I don't think that anyone right now would be game enough to suggest that one team in the comp is going to have a really bad year. The competition is a really tight competition. So we have a quick look, but not too in depth.
Keith, you said that the Brisbane game could be a celebration of your 2004 premiership.
Yes, yeah. Well, when you think about the 150-year umbrella, all of those big moments are relevant. And again, because where it's situated in the fixture, where it's part of that first bank of games, it gives you an opportunity to just keep rolling with the theme. And you don't want to overdo it, but a point to that moment, which is probably the most significant achievement from this club in its 150 years, makes a lot of sense, I think. So we'll work out how we do that, but I think it sets itself up pretty well.
Sam Gray, can you tell us from your end, someone who a lot of people think maybe deserved to hang around, how has it all played out from Portsmouth?
Yeah, well, obviously we got to a point today where it's the AFL list lodgement number one, and so Sam and the club haven't been able to agree to terms, and so we're at the point now where it's best that Sam looks elsewhere for his footy career. He's a guy who has come through our junior program, played a significant amount of footy at SANFL level before getting the opportunity to be drafted onto the rookie list at the time, and then onto playing games at a significant number of games at AFL level. So it's not the type of decision that's taken easily, certainly not in Sam's case, because he's been a great contributor to the club. But we're at a position now where we think we've got significant depth in that type of role at the club. Sam was looking for some extra security that we weren't able to give.
What I was going to ask, because from the outsider's perspective, it's like you've performed at a reasonable level for a number of years. Could you just not come to an agreement on how long he wanted to stay? Yeah, I mean, the fiscal or a role?
List management decisions take in all of those things. We've also, as I say, we've got significant depth in the group of players that we think that can come through, and we've actually got to give some of those guys an opportunity in order for the team to get better as well. I mean, that's an important point here, is to say that, you know, we want to aim higher than what we've been, and we need to get some players into that team who, you know, we think have got the talent to take us to those positions. So if you start to think about, you know, Butters playing next year and Kane Farrell, you know, Jake Patmore coming back from injury, we've got to make sure that they've got spots to come into at AFL level, because, you know, if they're held at SNFL level for too long, they become SNFL type players, and that's, you know, what we, you know, need to make sure doesn't happen. We've got to give those spots to some guys who we think have got the talent to not only perform now, but also the talent to be really good players for us into the future.
Has the club taken a more ruthless approach to these sort of things in recent years? It seems like every year there's one who's in a similar boat, who's, you know, around the mark, but just gets pushed out.
Yeah, I think it's the reality of the competition. It's, you know, we're obviously you know, looking here from the two Adelaide teams, but this happens across the competition. It's not something new, but there's no doubt that we've wanted to make some decisions in order to take the club forward. So if you want to, you know, brand that ruthless, well, so be it. But we just know that we've got to make some decisions in order to get better, and that's our aim.
Okay. Just the prison bars, were you that where that in the second showdown?
No, just the first one, yes.
I'll ask one more. Have you guys made a decision whether or not you'll go co-captain again next year? I know it gets asked all the time.
We have made a decision. The normal process will apply. The players will come back. They'll get into training, and we would imagine at some point in post Christmas that the leadership model will be discussed and through the standard process.
Have you got an inkling, Keith? We spoke to Tom a couple of days ago, and he said, "No, wouldn't happen again."
Yeah, no, I've been listening to Tom, and I heard Westy speak about it, and that would be consistent with the way that we saw it, was that the guys, you know, Ollie and Tom embraced it well, and as young leaders, and we were really pleased with the connection of the group last year. So that didn't surprise me at all that, you know, they were feeling good about it. But, you know, we'll, as I say, these things are considered every year, and we'll just go through that process.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Good to see you.